Do you remember that Flo Rida song, Whistle?
Yeah, I think so.
Where it was like...
Right. Oh, yeah.
Can you whistle it?
No. Are you kidding me? I can't whistle.
Why not?
Because I just... I don't know.
Did you never learn how to whistle?
Nope. Can't do it. Oh, here it is.
There you go.
Yeah. I can...
Blow my whistle, baby. Whistle, baby.
Do you know Flo Rida is like Florida?
I do know that.
How about that?
How about them apples?
Huh?
I remember when I first figured that out.
Like, where were you when you first figured that out?
Oh,
I remember it like 9/11.
Exactly.
9/11 where I was when I figured out Flo Rida was Florida broken up into two words.
God, that was amazing. And the F is Florida.
It is.
It's the,
how,
yeah.
How thoughtful.
How insane. I wonder what the song's about.
I think it's about blowjobs.
Is it really?
She like blow a whistle.
Ooh,
like
he
a
calls
blowjob.
His penis a whistle.
I don't know. I guess so.
Blow my
Maybe
whistle.
Maybe she calls it.
Oh.
Well, let's really analyze.
Okay, let's break it down.
He's gonna pull his hamstring for trying to put it on.
He's gonna show her how.
See?
That's not good. Like, you have to show her how?
Yeah, it's blowjob.
I mean,
blowjob.
Yeah.
For sure.
Dun, 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 dun. God, I wish I could whistle that. It's so cool.
I'm gonna blow my whistle, baby. Whistle, baby.
All right, I like this song.
Okay.
I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey?
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pass the Gravy, episode 108. We've been purchased by NPR, so we'll be talking like this for the rest of the episodes.
What are our call letters?
You're listening to KPTG Houston.
I like it.
Your official NPR station.
Mm.
And we're...
Your local NPR.
Bringing station. You the saxophone sounds of Saint Motel with the intro to Pass the Gravy. Welcome and
welcome.
Come learn and live a little
they
bit.
They whisper,
us, boys
they
and girls.
Kind of whisper just a little tiny bit.
This is just how we talk a little bit.
And they talk really close to the microphone.
It's above a whisper, but not that much above a whisper. It's more like I just don't know what I'm saying, really. I'm talking very slowly as if I'm reading stuff that I'm not really reading.
No.
I'm Alex, and this is your other friend, Chris, and back there we've got Jessica, who's transcribing everything. How are you doing tonight, Jessica?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm happy to be here.
Very nice, Jessica.
I'm going to be tired.
All right, Jessica, that's enough of you. Get back to typing. I don't do that typewriter, you dumb bitch. Yeah, is that it?
Nope, there it is.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, now.
But keep it down, Jessica, because this is
Jessica,
this is NPR.
We are... You're typing over the whispers. Don't do that.
Drowning us out.
Sorry about that.
Just a bit.
Sorry about that, folks. Coming up next, we've got a nonstop quacktastic hour where we're just playing
a little more than an hour, though, right?
Nonstop quack sounds.
Nonstop quack sounds.
Quack, quack! Quack!
Okay.
And after that, we've got a pig fest with whee!
The rodeo come early?
I don't know what kind
what are you
of
talking about?
Station place.
Program director's
Jessica,
mad.
Jessica, I don't need to hear from you. We're adapting this new format we're at. We're trying to embrace it, guys. Just You know, we didn't expect to be purchased by NPR, but
no.
It happened.
No, we did not.
And it's one of those things that...
Just got to roll with it.
You just got to go with it. And they came in, and the bosses that be came in and said, hey, bosses. Pass the gravy. You guys have got to... we've been bought by NPR, and you're now going to be a radio station.
Are we still called Pass the Gravy?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. Good.
They're allowing us to also release it on podcasts still.
Good. So we can hold on to all our sponsors then.
I hope so.
Yeah. MeUndies shall not be disappointed.
Let's hope that they're still here.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Good.
I guess we'll find out.
You're really into this whisper thing, aren't
you? I'm just embracing
it. You like it.
The bosses came and they were like, hey, we really got to have this happening.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to talk like this the whole episode.
Well, all right then.
Is that all right with you?
Yeah, sure. It's going to be good on your voice.
It's going to probably be very nice.
I'm not going to do that. I couldn't do it for 5 minutes, to be honest.
And right now, coming up, we've got the we got the Quack Pack teaser. Whee! That was actually a pig. It was not a...
Yeah, that was a pig.
I hit the wrong button there. Sorry about that.
We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Coming up after this commercial break, we've got non-stop clicking sounds.
The fuck is wrong?
This is like
all right, give it a break.
Like a whole radio station, and all they do is just play sounds.
Honest to God, what you were just doing is better than some of the NPR you'll hear on a regular day, because that shit is awful.
Non-stop pigs.
It's just constant whispering. Oh, what that's funny. We should do a parody of a radio station.
I missed the quack hour. What's going on there? Quack, 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 quack.
Jessica didn't know how to spell a lot of those sounds you were making. She was having trouble.
We've got a mix of a mother duck taking her baby ducks across.
A cat across giving birth.
Just
those wonderful
the
sounds.
Animal sounds hour. This is what... This is what a goat sounds like on the side of a mountain in Ireland. Bah! Bah!
Wow.
We've
reached a new level.
It's a nature show that's not even outside.
Oh, my God.
Right, guys, boys and girls.
Oh, my God, my face hurts from smiling. All right.
We'll move along to a segment that the podcast did before we became a radio station, KPTG.
KTPG.
Your grooviest station in the South.
We're in the South, not the Midwest.
We don't really broadcast the Dakotas.
Okay, I was going
to
say.
We broadcast to 48 states minus the Dakotas because fuck you, Dakota.
So we get Hawaii and Alaska, but not the Dakotas?
Specifically Hawaii. Okay. Hawaii was actually the first one to come on board.
Really? Wow.
That's
kind of rare.
So when you think South, you don't think Hawaii.
Of course
because
I
that's
do.
What I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, I'm talking about South Hawaii. Which is where I reside in summers. I have a summer home in South Hawaii. I was raised there as a kid.
Yeah.
I hang with old Barry Obama.
Barry O.
And we actually, if you go to South Hawaii, you can find Barry O cereal.
Yeah.
And it's...
it does sound like a cereal.
It is Barry Delicious. That's what we say there. And we mix it with Spam. We don't use milk, we use Spam.
What is it with those Hawaiians and Spam? Oh, what is it with you and Spam? Remember that time you had me eat Spam on the podcast before it was a radio show?
God,
I'm sorry, man, but that was just awful.
That was when we were just more of a gorilla kind of style.
Right.
And now we're classy. I'm actually wearing glasses right now. And
I'm wearing a smoker's jacket.
You know, I've already ordered a monocle because glasses are not classy
right.
enough.
And but you need two because both your eyes are fucked up, so you're going to have two monocles?
No, just one.
Oh, just one.
Okay. I like to wink.
I see. What you need to get is one of the smokers jacket like me. See how this is fancy?
Oh,
this is?
It's quite nice.
Very
is
nice.
It velvet?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
The same one Hef wore.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very
yeah.
Nice.
It's the same one he'll be buried in, actually.
At NPR for supplying us with these gadgetries.
Absolutely.
Now, as we did on the old podcast before it became a radio station, we had a segment we'd like to play every week called Where You Been? Now, I believe... Jessica, was it that we have a band?
Yes, we
the
do.
Band has come over.
What did your mind just get erased after
changed.
We changed to
well,
an
I was
NPR
not,
format?
I wasn't positive if we've got a, we've
yeah.
had a band that's
don't worry,
changed
they signed,
the formats
they
with
signed
us.
Them
we didn't
on
know.
Too.
We didn't know.
We're all still here. The whole gang's
the
here.
Latelettes, right, Jessica?
Yes.
Latelettes.
All right. Well, can you cue up that "Where You Been" song, boys and girls? It's the soothing sounds of "Where You Been" from the Latelettes.
Hey, you, where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been? Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been? Where you gone? Where you gone?
Since you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been?
All right, Chris.
Wow.
Where is it that you've been?
Hold on. What do you think of our NPR listeners think about that song? They're not used to hearing that kind of...
It's a little more urban than I think they'd like.
Yeah. God almighty.
I think if you truly embrace it...
It'll have to do.
You'll appreciate it.
All right, then. You want to start? Start us off, Alex. You go ahead.
All right. Well, Chris, I work for a radio station.
Oh,
also,
yeah?
Besides this radio station.
Yeah, so you work
before for... This used to actually not be a radio station.
Right.
It was just a podcast.
You're kind
obviously
of all over the place.
We covered this.
Sure.
But so I had the radio station I work for, and the show I work for had an event called the Mile of Meat.
Ooh.
It was
that
Valentine's,
sounds delicious.
It was Valentine's weekend, last weekend, past weekend.
Uh-huh. Happy Valentine's Day.
And so
Day.
It was on Friday we did this, and we had 25 guys that lined up along Richmond Road, Richmond Avenue, and they all had signs and numbers, and girls would drive by, and they would call in and say, what's number seven's deal? And they would be paired up, and then that night we went to the same bar that they stood out in front of. And they got to meet up and hang out.
Nice.
It was kind of cool.
Cool.
Some people are reckoned. Some people didn't work out. Some people did work out.
Right.
But.
So what, you were just at the night afterwards at the bar?
I was there. I was actually leading the charge at the bar.
Oh, during the radio show.
Now, you know, have you ever heard of a tuxedo, Chris?
Tuxedo.
Because I purchased a tuxedo.
What I'm guessing is that it's just half tracksuit, half. Tuxedo.
There we go.
It's a hybrid. It's a twofer.
It's absolutely wonderful.
Is it?
You can work out. You can go to weddings in it. You can
do
everything. There's really nothing you can't do in a tuxedo.
Cool.
Now, I was wearing this tuxedo, and it was actually not too...
What color is your tuxedo?
It was red, because it was Valentine's Day.
Obviously.
Duh. Well, who do you think I am?
I don't know. You should have gone dressed like... Oh, I'm not saying you should have, because obviously your tuxedo is a good idea.
Yeah. I pulled it off. Let's just say
obviously.
That.
Well, that's cool, man.
What were you going to say I should have gone dressed as?
Like a Cupid or something? But a tuxedo is just as good.
Yes.
Just
yes, that's what
I'm not shitting on your point.
Well, it seems like you are.
I'm not.
It seems like you are, and I'm
honest
really
to God,
upset about it.
I'm just jealous because my radio station that I work for doesn't get to do cool things like that. You know the coolest thing my radio station does, the news station?
What?
We get to broadcast from the rodeo once
the
a
rodeo.
Year. The rodeo. And no, we don't get to, you know, meet hot women and hook people up like that.
But I wasn't really meeting hot women.
Well, you were
I
hooking them up.
Out.
You were playing God, basically, hooking these people up and making... You know, some of these
I
people
was
end
just
up
talking
having sex.
To them and
listen
helping
to me,
them put themselves out
some
there
of these people
for the
have
ladies.
Sex, and then some of these people have babies because they make poor life decisions
they're
and
actually,
don't go on birth control. And then, so you're basically playing God making these children because you're kind of hooking them up, kind of. You're playing.
I mean, I think
they
actually
middleman.
Have been babies from this, but they've been because relationships worked out, not so much because...
I don't know.
Of that.
You say potato.
I say tomato.
Okay. I say tomato. I'm
potato.
Just...
Potato, tomato. That's how the song goes, right? No, it doesn't. Shut up, Jessica.
What's the better vegetable, a potato or tomato? Because they're both vegetables.
I'm gonna go. No, tomato is a fruit. You fuck.
Oh no, it's not.
Yep, it is.
It's got seeds.
It's a fact.
Is it really?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I forget.
You dummy.
Well, there you go. Well, what's more delicious than
potato?
Obviously.
Tomato.
I love a potato.
Like a baked potato.
Any kind of potato.
What about mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes are delicious.
What about?
Especially when you throw
twice baked potatoes, because it's like a baked potato that you have to bake a second time because you're like, I don't know if it's got anything in here that I need to bake out.
I love how people get a baked potato thinking it's healthy, and then they end up piling all that fucking
it's like, yeah, you put barbecue and chives
and
all this shit on there, man.
And all
what
that
do you
crap.
Think's gonna happen?
Actually, chives are kind of healthy.
Are they?
They're just onions.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you don't know shit.
I don't.
Anyways,
I'm
so Mile of Meat. Mile
of Meat is pretty good, and... There were some couples that did hook up, and I think there's some couples that are going to have some second dates, which is always
nice. See, that's what I'm saying. You're playing God. You basically kind of...
I didn't play God. It's kind of like we put them together, and they were allowing themselves... Because they had to play into it. They had to be like, what's up? I want to go do this. And the girls especially had to drive by and call.
The way I look at it...
And then actually show up, and there were people that didn't show up. And then, you know, it was weird.
Yeah, whatever.
For those people. But it's cool. And some people left on their dates, and some people didn't get along, but whatevs.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that kind of awkward when they, like...
I don't know. It was kind of... A lot of people just rolled with it. I think everybody was kind of aware of the situation. So,
right.
Like, oh, I'm going to go and do this, and
I'm
going to go into it with this state of mind.
Met up with their Tinder
not
date,
like expect,
20 minutes later?
Yeah, like, I guess, I don't know. They could have. It's very possible.
Very
who knows?
Very possible.
Who knows? No one does, really.
You never did the Tinder deal, did you?
I did not. I was,
You were well...
Been was, tied down.
Been tied down.
Since that. That's come out since I've been tied down, you know.
Preach. Anyways, well, that's pretty cool, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
Also, you got me into that show Fargo.
Oh yeah, I've been telling you for weeks to watch it, and you've been disappointing me. And then over the past couple of days, I guess you've been watching it?
A couple of weeks, I guess.
Very
you
nice.
You just haven't noticed, you asshole.
Thoughts?
It was a good show. It's like
just
one of those.
A good show?
It was a pretty good show.
It didn't do nothing for you?
It was just too intense for me. It was like
there was a lot happening in that first
all the
season.
Time. You're just like, ugh. I just felt like there's so many. These people are so evil.
Mm.
Like Billy Bob Thornton's.
Billy Bob Thornton's character is so just, fucking good.
He's the fucking devil.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
I'm just like, how can you do this to people? It just makes me feel uncomfortable watching.
Yep.
I'm not gonna like spoil it, and I wasn't a fan.
Dude, no, no.
I thought
no.
the
Go
end
ahead and spoil
no,
it. It's been
no.
out for a year. If people haven't watched it in a year, then
I'm not gonna spoil not, the ending oh, of it. But like. No. The ending of it, I felt, I was a little lackluster because it just kind of went away.
Yeah.
There was, like, no climactic bad guy versus good guy.
Were you expecting it to carry on season to season?
I originally did, and then you told me, so I did
yeah.
it after a while.
I mean, they had, this was a big story, you know, and they had to tie it down in, what was it, like 10 episodes or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but it was weird because, like, everything would just happen in one episode, and then it would be, like, an entire different story the next episode.
Yep.
It loosely had to have anything to do. And then it always said, like, based on a true story.
Yeah, and that threw you off. But you never watched the movie. You would know that it wasn't a true story if you watched the movie. You got to watch the movie because some things in that show, like the thing with the buried money, with the supermarket
the
owner and the scraper, the red deal, like, that's from the movie.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You got to watch the movie. It's really good. It's the Coen brothers. Minus their last movie, which we're going to talk to Cole in a little bit, and I guess we'll talk to him about Hail Caesar because they directed. Hail
Caesar.
Worst movie I ever saw in the theaters.
Really?
Worst movie I ever saw in the theaters.
You were pretty excited to go see it, too.
I was so excited because I love the Coen brothers. I love Our Brother Art There. I love No Country for Old Men. Big Lebowski. They're all my favorite movies. And that was the weirdest movie I ever saw in the theaters. And I knew walking out of that theater that all the critics were going to give it a whole lot of love.
Really?
And they were going to love
it.
They did? And they did. I remember Cole, who I went and saw it with, the day afterwards, he sent me a text saying, with a screenshot of a critic saying Coen brothers at their best with Hail
Caesar.
What
did he say about it?
He liked it.
He's
a reviewer. He likes it. You know why they like it so much is because
it's artsy.
It's about
fancy.
It's about their medium. It's about the you know, the film world or whatever.
Caesar?
It's about, yeah. Well, it's about a movie. It's about
oh,
a movie
okay.
being shot. It's about the you
is
know
it like Birdman?
Exactly. It's like Birdman, which won an Oscar. It's like Argo, which won an Oscar. They're all about the film industry. And they love, film critics love movies about film industry.
Look, I do that too.
Exactly.
Oh, wow, that's
exactly.
cool. Let me give it a
so spot. I walked out of that theater saying, oh, they're going to love this movie. When in reality, it was a shit movie.
Well, you know, we're actually
especially
have,
for the Coen brothers.
We're actually going to have Cole on
yeah,
later.
Yeah, we'll have Cole on. And I shall debate that mofo because this movie sucked so many
oh,
balls.
Oh, really?
Does and it now? It's been out for a while, so some people who are listening to this have probably seen it. And they're probably going to agree with me. I would not be surprised,
now,
my friend
now
Alex
Chris,
Middleton.
Where the fuck have you been, buddy?
Where have I been? Ooh. This past weekend, I was somewhere that I haven't been in about 12 years, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a little kid's birthday party.
What are you doing there?
Like a child's well, birthday
you,
party.
Like allowed? Like, were you invited? Or
no, I just showed
just
up.
Just creeping.
No, just, you know.
That's good.
Saw it going on at a Chuck E. Cheese. And
oh, I mean, that's
just
weird,
decided
actually.
To stop in.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That seems weird.
I mean, some of the kids seem pretty cool. They were like 6 or 7 or something. Might as well hang out.
Probably don't do that again.
Get my bouncy house on. Why not?
Did you just get hammered and do jump in a bouncy house?
Exactly.
This is my bouncy house.
That big pit of balls where, you know, just jumped in right in there. Why not? No, my boss's kid, he turned 7 or 8 or something, and there was a giant birthday party at his house, like maybe 30 kids and, you know, bouncy house, a video. They had something I'd never seen before, a video game truck.
What?
Yeah, a video game truck. And I guess it had like a bunch of arcade games on it, and it was like a mobile truck. It
like,
was weird.
Like a
giant,
trailer?
Yeah, well, kind of. It was like a van type deal. And all the kids would get in and...
What?
Yeah, it was fucking...
Did it take turns?
No. You could fit about 10 kids in that thing.
What?
Right?
How big was the van?
It was pretty big.
Like an RV?
Yes. Pretty much.
Oh, like that they take to like festivals and stuff?
Kind of like
they
that.
They test the new Xbox
yeah.
game.
You haven't noticed, my boss is kind of got some doski.
He's fancy.
But anyway, yeah, he's fancy. But yeah, little kid's birthday party. Had a good time. Good margaritas there, which I took note because I don't remember at my birthday parties or any of my friends' birthday parties, the parents getting their drink on. Alex, do you remember that?
I want to say I do, because I feel like
it makes sense. Because
I think it does, and I think that like we're at the age to where like we're realizing that shit.
Mm.
But like when we were kids, we were so self centered and like, oh, there's a bounty house.
We're worried about the video game truck. But it makes sense though, right? Because if you're going to be dragged to these kids' birthday parties, which last 3 hours long, the least you can do with parents that you don't even like or hardly even know, the least you could do is
get hammered.
You know, have a nice little buzz on.
So, I agree with you. That's probably, yeah.
Yes,
smart.
So it makes perfect sense. I don't remember my parents or any of my friends' parents getting their buzz on.
Because you're a selfish little asshole.
I guess so. But anyways, nice little birthday party.
You get in the bouncy house?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not creepy.
I thought you said you were going to get in the bouncy house.
No.
You're a dick.
Yeah. Would you have gotten in the bouncy house? You would have been that guy with shoes on in the bouncy house.
I don't wear
pushing
shoes
kids.
In the bouncy house.
You don't wear shoes?
I don't wear shoes. Yeah, I'm not fancy. An animal. Okay. I'm not an animal.
I hear you.
I would get my own bouncy house and I'd bounce all over that motherfucker.
It was a giant bouncy house.
Why don't you just get a living room that's
giant,
a bouncy house?
A bouncy house with basketball goals in it.
What?
Right?
I've never seen one of those.
With football lines on it, so they were playing football. It was a fancy bouncy house. It was a fancy birthday party. Catered food.
Ooh.
Nice. Like I said, good margaritas. This guy was there, and he was just making these margaritas, and they were some of the best margaritas I'd ever tasted.
Oh, really?
In all my day. Especially the fact that they were made out of a blender and not of a traditional
margarita
machine.
Machine, as some would pronounce it.
But anyways, good times at the birthday party. Of course, they had the traditional sheet cake, which is just awful.
Oh, really?
You've had the sheet cake.
The cheat cake.
The sheet cake. The kind you get at the grocery store.
It's got the football field on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Could they say?
It's got the football field with the goalposts and the plastic all over the place, and it's just gross.
Yeah.
Just a nasty piece of cake, am I right? Mm-hmm. It's so thick, and the icing is just like as thick as the cake. It's so bad.
You scrape off icing.
Yeah, you gotta scrape off icing just to get to the cake. But kids love that shit.
Yeah, because it's sugar.
It's just
that's
sugar.
What they care about.
That's all it is. But anyways, I enjoyed it. Good times.
That's always good, Chrissy.
That's always good.
Oh, buddy boy.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think where else I've been. That's about it. I'm getting ready for Better Call Saul is premiering.
Yeah,
TV is back, baby. Because listen, man, Better Call Saul is coming on tonight, which we're recording, I guess, 2 nights ago, if you're listening to this on a Wednesday when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
You look distracted.
I'm getting ready to bring on our guest.
No, oh, who's our guest?
Cole Clay.
Oh, well, I'll make this quick then. Better Call Saul coming back. I've been watching that also, catching up on the first season. And that's about it, my friend.
Walking Dead came back.
Yeah,
Walking Dead
I never,
just,
never
was
got
phenomenal.
Into it, Walking Dead.
Well, you're dumb
yeah.
because it's great.
My brother got into it, but
It had one of the best premieres, season premieres.
So they have
I think,
two if, Walking Deads. They have
any shows ever. They have Fear the Walking Dead, which kind of shows how the virus started, and then they have The Walking Dead, which shows like it started when they already.
So they're still doing The Walking Dead, then.
Yeah, they are.
You know, on Better Call Saul, they're doing the Talking Saul afterwards.
Oh, they are now.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
I'm glad that they're doing that.
That nerdy
awesome.
Guy, what's his name?
Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, he hosts the podcast.
He's pretty the Nerdist podcast. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's pretty funny. He does a good job with that.
He does so many hosting shows. Like he does Midnight, Talking Dead.
He does At Midnight too.
Yeah,
Talking
he
Dead.
He does everything.
He did Talking Bad,
mm-hmm.
which was good.
He's a really good post-show host.
Right.
It's crazy that he has to watch all the shows, but I guess he watches.
He would have been
anybody.
Brilliant for Lost.
Yeah,
he would have been absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, he would have.
Mm-hmm. He's a nerdy motherfucker.
Well, should we call our buddy?
Let's call our other nerdy guy. Who we got? Friend of the podcast.
Good old Coley Wally Wally.
Good old Cole. I often say he is the whitest person I know.
He very well may be.
He is the whitest person I know. And I tell him that on a frequent basis. He's a good guy. His heart's in the right place. He means well.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Cole. How's it going, buddy?
Okay.
What up, dog?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but we've already told our listeners and
our
readers
audience
that.
Do what? Sorry.
We have some.
I have to put my headphones on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
He's a fucking diva.
I can already feel it.
So, we just wanted to break the news to you, Cole.
What?
Are you sitting down?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Good. Pass the Gravy just got bought.
Mm.
Are you serious?
By NPR. We're now an NPR station. We are KPTG, Houston, the soul of the South.
We are, in fact, broadcasting live.
We're broadcasting
live. Aren't doing very good at your NPR voice.
We've already done this.
We started with the NPR voice, but we got sick of it a lot. We got sick of it pretty quick.
We were really working hard.
You have to make sure to enunciate everything.
We also talk in a very whisper.
Oh, it's not quite a whisper. It's above a whisper. It's more like a talking whisper.
Exactly.
It's quite nice.
It's not like we're hiding anything.
Do you understand what we're saying?
We also talk very close to the microphone. Very close.
Also, NPR DJs don't talk over one another.
Yeah, shut up, Cole.
Jesus Christ. This is our NPR show.
With a new age NPR. Fuckface.
I'm funny.
Well, anyways, my friend, we called you because...
We were wondering if you wanted to review some movies, but first we had to play an intro.
Oh, yeah.
From the old podcast. So hold the fuck on, Cole.
Cole, watch his movies, and when he reviews them, he reviews them.
We'd like to thank the in-studio band, the Laterettes, for providing with that musical fusion. You know, the Laterettes.
I'm gonna bump that in my car.
They're actually a 75-part quartet.
Wow, 75 people.
Does that include the roadies
and the cleaning crew?
No,
they're all playing instruments?
A lot of them are.
Wow.
You actually have 25 people to play the kazoo.
Goodness gracious, you need 25 of them?
Okay. I said fusion, Chris.
I hear you, okay. Goodness gracious.
It's musical fusion.
It's a lot of people. All right, anyways, Cole.
Jazz fusion.
Jazz fusion. Cole, I was thinking, do you have a couple minutes?
Hold on a second, let me check. Yeah, I do.
All right. Because I was thinking we were just talking about Hail Caesar. I was thinking you and I could talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
All right, because I already set the table. I already set the table. Shittiest movie I ever saw in the theaters. But you go ahead and give your opinion.
Wait, that movie is not... That is, for one, that is not the shittiest movie you've ever seen in the theater.
Yeah, it is. It's the shittiest movie I've seen in recent history in the theaters.
Have you ever seen Geely?
What's that?
Have you seen Geely?
Is that the...
That's garbage.
Hold on. No, I'm talking about in the theaters. I bought a ticket.
You said you saw Valentine's Day. Oh, yeah. And I saw that movie. I saw that movie.
That was the shittiest movie.
There's very few times. Like, I'll see movies that are so bad that I have to text Cole. And I'll be like, Cole, have you seen this?
Yeah.
And he's like, that is a piece of shit.
I was dragged by a girlfriend to see that movie. I'll revise my statement. And this is the biggest disappointment. Because I was walking into this theater expecting a lot of things, expecting this movie to be hilarious, expecting it to be great with an all-star cast, and it was a giant flop. It wasn't the shittiest movie I saw in the theaters. It was the biggest disappointment by far, hands down, bar
none. The audience seemed to like it when we saw it.
Fuck them. Fuck the audience. They're stupid.
Whoa.
Well, sorry.
They walked out of the theater complaining.
That audience, listen, half of the people were saying that it was a shitty movie, and the other half were saying I thought it was okay.
There were people really leaving the theater?
Oh, yeah. No, not leaving in the middle of the movie, but after the movie was over.
Oh.
But anyways, even the critics, though, Cole, are saying that this is the Coen brothers at their best, which is horseshit.
I don't think they're saying it's at their best. Maybe the movie trailer is saying that critics are saying that.
I don't know. What do you think about the movie? Tell us what the movie's about, because I'm good at synopsising.
Synopsizing.
Okay, so... basically just kind of like, I don't know, man. It's kind of like a morality tale in a way, and like kind of like a noir movie with Josh Brolin at the center about, you know, like the 1950s studio system and how it, and just how it was run and operated and whatnot, and kind of like how the Red Scare came through.
Because there are a bunch of communists in those movies, in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought that was really funny.
Clooney became a communist.
Who's that?
Clooney. George Clooney.
His little bit where he like went on his little communist rant was really funny. And he just anyway, Josh Brolin's at the center, and the movie's primarily kind of masked as like a film about like a studio head trying to get back his movie star, and that's like a pretty small portion of it. It's kind of just like a profile on this movie studio, like from the editing, from the cowboy movies to the song and dance movies to the real serious prestige movies to the you know, to how the media works in with it, how Image works in with it.
Yeah.
And it's all kind of done with like a wink and a smile with a little bit of communism. And, Channing Tatum singing a really homoerotic song.
A little communism stirred in there for good measure. But did you like it, Cole?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. It won't be on my best of the year or anything.
No,
like
fuck
that.
The movie was horseshit.
Let me tell you something that you're going to hate, though.
What's that?
So yesterday, I don't remember when it was. At some point this weekend, I was trying to get some people together to go get chicken wings and beer, and that didn't happen.
Oh, thanks for the invite. He didn't invite you. He invited me. He doesn't like you as much.
You asshole.
No, I invited Alex.
Did you? I don't remember that.
I do.
I didn't get a text. I'll screenshot the fuck out of our text conversations and I'll show everybody.
Well, maybe we should go all this weekend anyway.
Maybe, but I don't want to go now. I don't want to do it out of sympathy.
Don't be a puss.
Wait, can I cuss on this show?
You know, we actually have a freebie like week of cussing because I've already dropped like 35 F-bombs and you're allowed to curse.
We've already
said
fuck the FCC.
I think it's very possible we will not be sponsored. Yeah. Like NPR is going to get rid of us. Right.
This was kind of like a test run.
I thought you were going to say we can, but you can't, and then I thought it was going to be followed by Chris telling me to shut up. I thought that was like going to be a bit.
That would have been pretty good.
We should have made that
bit. So,
yeah.
So, I was looking for something to do yesterday, and even though I forgot it's Valentine's Day, and Alex has a Valentine, so. But I went to go to the movies again, and I saw Hail Caesar again.
Oh, my God. You saw it again? You spent money?
I spent $9, yeah.
Jesus, that's a waste, dude. That movie sucked,
man.
I planned on... Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill were all headline characters in that movie. They were all headline actors, and you could have done that entire movie without them. They had no business being in that movie, correct or incorrect?
Channing Tatum did. And
Channing Tatum's
so did
character was awful.
And so did Jonah Hill, but only because of Scarlett Johansson, who did not really have a place in the movie other than to represent.
None of them
like,
had a place in the movie. It was such a weird movie. The entire time I was thinking, it was such a weird movie. And it was such a knockoff of a Quentin Tarantino movie. They were trying to be like Quentin Tarantino with their dialogue and their humor, but it wasn't hitting home. It wasn't doing it. Right?
I mean, I thought that.
Damn it, Cole, just agree with me.
No, I thought that the first time. I thought that it was kind of Quentin Tarantino-esque, and I don't really feel that way completely now, but I do still pick up on it. I mean, I like it, but, dude, I get it. Like, I totally get why you did not buy into that movie.
Okay, all right, well, then let's talk about
Deadpool. Like, I get it. It's a really difficult movie that kind of really doesn't have a point. I mean, it does have a point, but...
Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that Chris is black and it wasn't a Madea movie?
And I would have been
and it didn't have anything to do with Beyonce formation
during
or whatever.
Right,
time.
Because, you know,
well,
Beyonce.
Now we're divided over Beyonce.
We are divided. We never talked about Beyonce.
We all watched the Super Bowl together, and we saw that, and none of us commented on the fact that
that's because we were too busy shitting all over the halftime. We thought it was shit the entire time.
Well, because we didn't even realize it.
We were drunk.
Then,
we weren't paying attention. Dude.
Well,
we were fast-forwarding through the commercials.
And because it wasn't that fucking big of a deal.
It was
a stupid
thing.
No,
it really wasn't.
It wasn't that big of a deal. But it was, you know...
Let's all get mad because she said things and did things that we don't like, and we can't just accept that and not talk about it. We just gotta get mad about it and fuss and tell people that that's wrong.
I can understand
what
why people are pissed off.
What were they saying? That she was celebrating being black, which is controversial.
Well, she was saluting the Black Panther Party. She was saluting Malcolm X and all this stuff, and I can understand why people don't want to be. People don't want to be shamed during the Super Bowl.
Don't be a fucking dick about it. Let her fucking do it.
No,
who cares?
I mean, you know, like, why during the Super Bowl? Like, if you want to do that at your concert when people buy tickets to see that.
But we didn't even notice it. So, like,
no,
90% of the people probably
didn't
realize it.
Us three didn't notice it because we were too busy
drinking. How many people
didn't
notice it had to rewatch it, though? Like, see, I had to rewatched it and I saw where she did that. That was when she was talking about the Black Panthers.
I don't know.
Anyway,
it's just people looking for outrage. They are looking for
outrage.
I know what y'all are saying, but I also know what they're saying.
This thing on SNL that was like a fake movie.
Oh my god, that was the best thing in the world.
SNL's been on point
about like white people month. Having, and I was like, I don't give a shit what she does.
When she was
celebrate
like,
your heritage, I don't care.
She was like, but I'm black, and she's like, nah, you're my girl.
Yeah, yeah. That was funny. That was a good episode. But I'm a big Kanye fan. I'd like to talk about that, but I know that's not what we're here to do.
Oh,
but,
fuck Kanye.
So yeah, I went to double feature. I saw Hail Caesar. For the second time, I just kind of felt like going to the movies, and And then I saw, kind of embarrassingly, but kind of like, fuck it, I'll go, was that movie How to Be Single, that rom-com, R-rated rom-com.
Why did you go see that?
I was curious. I like the actresses in it, you know, and I don't know, man. I don't mind stuff like that, to be honest with you. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it had some really cool people that I think we would all really like.
You know what we love about you, Cole, is that you're like one of the few guys that would be like, yep, and then I just decided, I'm going to go check this movie out. And I went by myself because I don't care.
I don't care.
Like, there's a lot of guys that would have never said that. And that's what makes you cool, because you're like, I don't care. I don't fucking give a shit.
Thank you. Guys, I was a little embarrassed, but don't get me wrong, that I do it anyway.
Do you like lower your voice?
Very, very crowded theater of that screening yesterday. At 3:50, watching a movie called How to Be Single on Valentine's Day by myself, while I didn't realize I was wearing a reddish hoodie.
So. Were you eating chocolates and crying?
No, I was just munching on my popcorn, man, having an all right time. And, you know, I was in a good headspace, if you catch my drift.
No, I got you. I'm
picking
up
what you're putting down. So was it good? Did you enjoy it?
I mean, I enjoyed it okay. I mean, I think
that's with Leslie, what's her name? Leslie Mann?
Yeah, Leslie Mann. She's good.
She's a hot old chick, man.
Yeah, she's cool in that movie. I mean, I thought it was okay. Dude, it's just like a... We haven't even talked about Deadpool, and that's like the biggest movie that's out right now.
We brought you on here to talk about.
Yeah, don't worry, we'll get to it. Just come on, wrap it up.
Yeah, but anyway, all I'm saying is, like, you know, I don't mind movies like that. It needed to do what it was going to do. Not every movie is going to be, you know, The Revenant, and I'm not stuck up or like. I mean, like, I had a good time. I mean, it was okay. I mean, it was better than what I was going to be doing otherwise. Like, yeah. And plus, I got to see two movies for the price of one. What up?
There you go, baby. Yeah. I remember doing that.
It was cool. It was cool, and I bought a whole bunch of snacks, a la Chris Hogan.
Yeah, yeah, because he knows I fucking pack up on
snacks.
Dude,
yeah, we'll have to document that one day.
We should.
On the podcast, all the stuff. Yeah, it's really funny how much stuff he gets. I mean, it's badass because it's
Jared. Do you get, like, coffee and, like, all the... Do you get, like, a hot dog and the weird shit?
I do get hot dogs.
Dude, he bought me a beer at the movies last time we were there. It was really cool. I mean, not
drinking beer at the movies is the best thing
ever. It is the best. It is the absolute best.
It feels like you, like, snuck it in, kind of, even though you bought it. You're like, I'm not supposed to be, but
you
are.
Be able to buy beer wherever you go, like at McDonald's. Fucking
yeah,
McDonald's.
I'm on board with that.
Right?
Yeah.
God, that would be so delicious.
Like at school, when you go to a school, you should just school, like cafeterias,
like a school,
school
function at least.
Beer.
If you're having a basketball game, and you're forcing all the fathers to go to the basketball game. You should
drunk.
Sell a little beer in the concession. You know what I mean?
Give it back to the community.
Right. It's like we said at the child's birthday party a moment ago. You know,
stimulate the fucking economy.
Right. Thank you, Alex. So glad you stayed.
That's what I'm all
way.
About.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm
man.
All about. But anyways, Cole, how about that fucking movie Deadpool?
How about Deadpool? Because Phyllis, who is kind of our friend on the podcast, who is our friend on the podcast, she's seen it like, what, eight?
Frequent co-host,
Nine times?
I think she's only seen it twice now.
Oh,
but
really?
She's obsessed with it, and she said it's like her favorite movie ever.
Which I did not know until this morning that it was rated R, and it was an adult type shit movie, you know what I mean? I
Did
thought it was like
Phyllis
another Marvel.
Nine times?
No, she's only seen it twice, but she's really like super into it, and she's a huge fan of it, and is all like she keeps talking about how great it is. So, is it as great as people are saying?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I gave it a score. I freelance for another site as well now.
What site would that be?
Film.
Dude, he's syndicated.
It's called cutprintfilm.com. They're based out of Philadelphia.
Look at that.
Yeah, they're really cool. And they have a really cool website design, too.
Where is the other site you write for? Fresh Fiction?
Freshfiction.tv. That's my home base right there.
All right.
There you go. Proper plug.
But, yeah, no, Deadpool's awesome. I gave it, like, a 7 out of 10, I think. Like,
wow.
It's just, I mean, the thing is like, it is what it is. Like, there's no real subtext to it.
Yeah.
It's just a movie that has a lot of cussing, a lot of R-rated material, and you know, it breaks the fourth wall, which can be really kind of annoying, but it works in this movie. It's very irreverent and self-referential, which also can be very annoying and very, like, ironic and, like, hipster-ish in a way, like, postmodern type shit, but it's really good. It works. It totally works, and you know, it's just an origin story that's relatable. It's basically, it really is just kind of like, you know, a love story in a way.
Yeah.
And I think a love story works. It's fun. And I mean, really, I said Ryan Reynolds, like we all know, has had like a bunch of movies that are horrible, right? Have you guys noticed that?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think I've seen like two of his movies.
He had, I mean, Van Wilder's awesome, but that's like 15 years old, and that's like kind of outdated at this point. But he's good at that, like, smart-ass type, you know, the coolest guy in the room with the always the wise-ass
kind
thing
of cocky type character.
He's good at that. Yeah. I mean, he's good at that.
Wasn't like, he in that movie with Jason Bateman? He was with
The Change-Up? I didn't see that.
I thought that was funny. That was really funny, because he was that cocky type of character.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but I know it has Olivia Wilde. And
And she's hot. That's reason enough to see it right there. That's all you got to know. And you see her with no shirt on, it's great.
But yeah, the action in Deadpool's really cool. And it actually is a really cool villain. This guy, I wish I could remember his name. I think his name's Ed Green or something like that. I can't remember his last name. But he plays the central villain named Ajax.
Mm.
And he's awesome. Like, awesome. With Ryan Reynolds, and I it has cool music as well.
Oh yeah, who's in
but
it?
Like, all,
like what music?
Oh geez, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I think
we didn't prep him much.
Oh my gosh,
bad. I wasn't trying to make you look bad. That was just I didn't know. If you
No, that's okay. I just can't. I can't remember. I mean, you can Wikipedia it or whatever, but
I'm not going to.
Oh my gosh, my buddy sent me a song the other day that I was like, why did you send me this? And he said it was from Deadpool, and I can't remember what it was.
Is this Marvel's first rated R movie?
Well, here's the deal. No, it's actually not. That was Blade.
Punisher, Blade, too.
The Punisher. And I mean, 10 years ago or 12 years ago, whenever the Punisher came out, I was totally into it. But, I mean, I don't really know. Angel in the Morning, that's the name of the song. Mm. And it's got like some DMX and stuff. That's what I was trying to think of.
I was thinking since this movie's rated R and Stan Lee's in all of his movies, and this movie's rated R, they should just have him getting a blowjob in the movie.
Who?
Just an old guy, Stan Lee.
Oh, dude, he has a cool cameo in this movie.
Does he?
I won't give it away.
Yeah, don't give it away because I want to see it.
Yeah, man, we'll go. I'll go see it again. I'll definitely go see it again. But Alex, you haven't seen it, have you?
Mm-mm.
We can make a date of it.
Uh-oh, boys' night.
Boys' night out. Anyways.
The gravy seal the trip. Bring brown dog.
Bring brown dog.
But anyway, man, it's just really cool. It's got a lot going on, like, in terms of, like, you know, it's real kinetic. It's very fun. And TJ Miller's in it, who doesn't really do a lot.
I didn't know TJ Miller.
As much as I was hoping he was going to do. But he does have a couple good moments and says a couple kind of things. Like, you know, the one thing I'm kind of sick of in comedy is, like, whenever people say things like, oh, you look like Liberace and Michael Sam had a baby. You know what I mean? How they, like, a lot of Judd Apatow movies do that. Oh, you kind of look like Wesley Snipes' younger brother. You know what I mean? Like, how they'll say stuff like that. You look like two peaches had sex and made an avocado. That's, like, something they say in this movie. It's just, like, clearly, like, ad-libbed by the actors that, like, are kind of funny. But I think that whole thing's kind of played out. This movie does a lot of that. But, dude, man, it works. And it's really fun. And it's got a cool score to it as well. It's got the guy that named Junkie XL. Or that's, like, his handle or whatever you want to say. That did the score for Mad Max Fury Road. That's really cool. And you know, the movie made $260 million worldwide.
Damn.
Which is a lot for an R-rated movie. It's the biggest opening ever.
That's
by
what
an R-rated
I heard,
movie.
That it was big deal for an R-rated movie.
Is crazy. Yeah. Crazy, because just a year ago my mind was blown when American Sniper grossed $95 million in its opening weekend.
Wait a second, and this broke American Sniper's record?
Crushed it.
Yeah, because it's about superheroes and people give way more fucks about superheroes.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I don't understand. Alex, you and I can talk about this later about how shitty superhero movies are, because I think you feel the same way, kind of, sort of.
I think there's too many.
Yeah, like...
I get why people like it. It's like like football. People don't get why we like football so much, but
it's like,
that's like our football
like
to
when
them.
The Godfather came out, those were the biggest movies of their time. They made so much money, and I feel like if you went and told the director of The Godfather, listen, in 2016, the biggest movies of all time are going to be about fucking superheroes, fucking imaginary things.
Different.
They're going to, like, are you crazy? This isn't what movies should be about. This isn't what should be grossing as much money. You agree with me on that, Cole, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
like it's ridiculous how much these things make. They make so much money. And I tell Cole it's just because the amount of money it for tickets, they keep going up. It costs more money to go to movies, but apparently that's not why.
Dude, well, I'll tell them all the time. It's the local theater that I go to, and usually the theater that I go to whenever I go to the movies with Chris. You know, it's an IMAX multiplex, and it's huge and awesome, and I love it. But, like, I feel like every time I go there, like, one day the ticket was, like, $11.03 just for a regular non-matinee screening. And then the next day, like, a couple weeks later, I mean, you guys know, I mean, even though I go for free during the week, I'll still go on the weekend.
Yeah.
You go
every
day, kind
of what
day,
I like
Cole.
To do.
You
have
that's
your thing.
What I
yeah.
kind of like to do.
I get it. Yeah, it's your job, so, basically. You get, yeah.
It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, I get
which
paid.
Which is cool. I salute you for
my
it.
Taxes. And so, anyway, and then, like, the other day I went and it was 11:46, and I was like, you know, I mean, that's, like, nothing, but still. I was like, at that rate, like, are you kidding me? And I said to him, I was like, did ticket price go up? They're like, no. And I'm like, yes, it did. You know, and I was like, this is ridiculous. It was kind of like the other day when I went to Starbucks and I was like, can I just have a cup of decaf tea? It was like pretty late. The sun had already gone down. I was like, can I just have a cup of hot decaf? They're like, no, decaf tea doesn't exist. And I was like, what? Yes, it does.
I own some.
I literally own some. And I was like, dude, it does. And I just was like, anyway, but yeah, I mean,
Starbucks
but back to the
barista,
you got so fussy.
Oh, Cole gets very fussy.
What?
I bet you got so fussy.
I did get fussy, and that's a good word for it. I did get fussy, and I was
like just
like
a worked up little man.
You
son of
a... You walked away all red.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, because I already think it's absurd, because
steam's coming out of his ears.
Cartoon
from where I live, and there's three Starbucks on the same block, and it's just
annoying. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, it's kind of cool, but it's also really...
Super white neighborhood.
It's just kind of like, here's where the white people are, you know?
Like I said... Cool, literally.
You guys are familiar with the shopping center I'm talking about. I mean, like,
yeah.
It is just like...
It's fucking River Oaks,
white bread built. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Anyway, but... what was the thing? Yeah,
so,
no,
Deadpool, good movie.
Movies.
Would you give Deadpool 5 out of...
You said 7. You said,
I gave it 7 out of 10. That's like 3.5 stars.
Well, out of
5.
Like so 3.5.
Yeah.
We do a 5-star system. I'm fucking past the gravy, bro. You can't just be throwing...
Throwing these random.
What if we change it to like a 7-star?
I give it 3.5 cans of gravy.
3.5
There we go.
Cans
I like
gravy.
That. ladles of gravy.
You know, I mean, it's a good movie, but yeah, I mean, to me, it does make me aggravated too. I'm kind of an old soul in that way. Like, don't get me wrong, I do like some superhero movies. I thought the last Avengers was mediocre, and it's just like, and Guardians of the Galaxy is really cool. Deadpool's really cool. I'm personally like not a big sci-fi person anyway. Like, I mean, I think a lot of it is not, but like, I'm more so like movies about like real people, like something like The Godfather or something like The Revenant or, you know, I like movies about, you know, something I can, or something like The Big Short. That's what I like the most. Or
still haven't seen The Big Short.
I love something that's really stylized though, but I mean, there are good superhero movies, but I mean, yeah, there's so many coming out this
year. Batman
and, like,
is good.
Oh, I could give a shit less about it. That movie looks horrible.
What?
Batman.
Wait a second. Dark Knight?
No. I love that, but Batman versus Superman.
Oh, yeah, that looks like shit.
We have a frequent guest on the podcast
almighty,
that would not have been happy.
Seriously. Thank God he's not here this week.
Yeah, fuck.
Jesus Christ, I can't take anymore.
He moved with John to Austin, so fuck, he's not bothering us for a little while.
Adios, amigos.
Dude, Bane would have been pissed at you, man.
Pissed.
Yeah, but, I know. Well, I like those movies a lot.
No, I think those are some of the best trilogy. That's one of
you
the
just
best
know,
trilogy.
Just know he listens to this, so he's going to pay you a visit if he's upset with you.
If you're trapped in a hole in a week, you know why.
Just don't say my address.
Well, no, don't worry.
He's
we already,
got ways.
You already established that you live in River Oaks. But anyways, Deadpool, good film?
Yeah, it is good. I think I pretty much think a lot of people will have a lot of fun with it, especially kind of like the Pass the Gravy listeners, especially like the only people that haven't really liked it are kind of like, I don't want to say the stuffy people, it's people who don't really like that like self-referential kind of stuff. And largely that does get on my nerves. The only, like, 21 Jump Street pulled it off great. This pulled it off great. I still want to see it again.
Look, can I ask you something, Cole? This movie, let me ask you something. This movie made more money than any other R-rated movie. Do you think it had something to do with the fact that it was released on Valentine's Day?
And it was Ryan Reynolds?
Reynolds has absolutely nothing to do with it. It has to do with the marketing of the movie. And I think the studios are going to fuck it up, too. They're going to think, like, oh, well, maybe we should make all of our movies break the fourth wall. And
yeah.
Make them,
I feel you.
You know.
I hear you.
And, I mean, the thing is, Ryan Reynolds was awesome. But like, if you look at Box Office Mojo at Ryan under Ryan Reynolds, you will be able to tell that, you know, like, he's not a box office draw. But he may be more now. I mean, The Green Lantern was an utter failure. The thing is audience is no quality.
That's my thing, though, is that these superhero movies keep coming out, like, year after year after year. Every year there's a new superhero movie, and it's got to be something. Hollywood knows that these superhero movies make money, so they keep just rolling out these superheroes that nobody's ever heard of. Alex, are you a superhero fan?
No, like, but comic book fans have heard of them.
I suppose, but, like, you know, they're making so much goddamn money. They have to just be grabbing some random comic book character and making a multi-million-dollar movie out of it, and then boom.
I didn't think about it, though. Except if you look at it this way, like you're a big Cowboys fan, so if they had, like, a Troy Aikman movie, you'd go check it out. Right. This is, like, what people that are really into comic books, that's, like, their thing, except where we have games that we watch. We have whole seasons of that. They have comic book. They don't have comic book season. They have, this movie's coming out in 3 months or 6 months. And that's the only thing I can compare it to.
I mean, I guess they can't just keep making Spider-Man and Batman movies.
Yeah, I don't read comic books either. So, I mean, but the thing is like, this movie was, like, this is set Ryan Reynolds' second appearance as Deadpool in a movie. Y'all knew that, right?
He was in a Deadpool X-Men movie, right?
He was in Green Lantern.
No, he was in X-Men Origins Wolverine. So he's been trying to get fought. So this is not, like, part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's not part of the Avengers. Not part of any of that stuff. That's owned by Disney. This is owned by 20th Century Fox. They have rights to, like, X-Men and then, like, certain related characters that are, like, peripheral of that. So that's what Deadpool was.
Speaking of X-Men, how shitty was that last X-Men with the chick from House of Cards?
Which one?
The last X-Men?
How old was that movie?
I'm sorry, Fantastic Four.
That was Fantastic Four.
I'm getting my shitty superhero movies mixed up. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cole.
Yeah, I didn't see that because I heard it was going to be terrible. But
because it's a superhero movie.
So this one, he's been trying to get Deadpool made for probably 5 years, maybe more.
Wow. Damn. And it all paid off because he's making a lot of money, huh?
Yep, apparently.
Yeah, so he's making a lot of money. I think a lot of people really like it.
Well, it seems like a lot of people do.
Yeah, it's fucking racking up stacks on stacks on stacks.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for coming on, bud.
All right, sounds good.
So it's 3.5 out of 5?
Yeah. I mean, for sure. I mean, 3.5 out of 5 is always a really solid movie. Like, this movie's not going to be 5-star. That's, like, something that's, like, out of this world, like, something you've never seen before.
Hail Caesar is
incredibly moving. Like, a lot of times, 3.5 out of 5...
Like Star Wars.
...will be, like, the most fun movies of the year to watch. And really, what do you go to the movies for to have fun?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a blast. Like, it is a blast to watch. Kind of like, I don't know, like something like The Kingsman. Like, I don't know if you guys saw that.
Nope.
But that y'all should see that.
Alex and I like to see good movies. Cool. We like to save
You're
our money.
You're gonna piss him off.
Yeah, seriously. No, what? Nothing. What nothing, Cole.
No,
nothing.
You're gonna piss him. Okay. He's talking shit.
Don't
he's
let
talking
three
shit.
And a half five like discourage you. It's still really fun. And okay. I think that's really cool. Because I mean, it's not, you know.
No, we feel you.
That's smell you, bro.
All right, hey, one more time. Where can everybody read all your reviews? Where can we find you at and where you write for?
One of these days you'll be able to find me at rollingstone.com, but for now you can find me at freshfiction.tv and cutprintfilm.com.
And at Words by Cole on Twitter.
When I tweet. I'm not very good at it.
Okay, well, tweet Cole mean things. At Words by Cole and be like, Deadpool sucks if you think it sucks.
And tweet at him and tell him that Hail Caesar sucks.
Tell him that. Tell him that instead.
Seriously, I'm not kidding. Flood him with tweets.
Even though I haven't seen it.
At Words by Cole, tweet him. Let him know it sucks.
I get it. All right, guys. Well, thanks for calling me. I appreciate it. I would be there if I didn't have prior obligations like an occupation. You guys just go to work. Yeah.
Hey, and next time you order fucking barbecue or chicken wings, maybe invite me.
Dude, I didn't do any of that. I actually would love to get, but I'd rather have barbecue than chicken wings.
Well, the next time you want to chill, just hit me up, bro.
Yeah, let's do it. That'd be awesome. Maybe some Rudy's or something. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now and let y'all continue with Not Cool or whatever.
All right, bro. Take it easy, man.
All right, see y'all later.
Peace.
All right, bye.
And that was Cool Clay, the
right
movie
NPR
for Pass the Gravy here on KPTG Houston. Welcome back to the squawking hour.
Jesus Christ, Alex.
Sorry.
Give it a rest with the animals, the barn animals.
We are listening to the Barn Hour.
The Barn Hour.
Here on KPDG.
KTPG.
Yep. I'm Stevie Starks.
Stevie Starks.
And I'm your host.
Stevie's alliteration.
Yep. Stevie.
Stevie Starks.
All right. Hey, real fast though. You know where you can get some good undies?
Oh, where? Chris? I need some new undies, bro.
Well, why don't you go to my friends at MeUndies.com? Because MeUndies is the most comfortable underwear you're ever going to wear because they're made out of their signature Modal brand. Ooh. Or Modal fabric, which is twice as soft as cotton.
I've heard of this Modal.
It is. It's phenomenal. It's right. The Modal. Yeah. That makes it better. You can actually, like, you sweat your balls off. Doesn't even, like, stick to anything. Nice. You don't get sweaty balls or anything. You can be in a very humid, hot situation, and it's always good.
Because that's that time of year in Houston. Right?
It is. It's getting there. It's a little chilly right now, but
it's not too chilly. But you know, spring is on its way.
Yeah,
and then summer will be here.
And you're gonna need to not have that swamp ass. And let me tell you one thing: MeUndies prevents swamp ass. You know that.
That swamp ass is the worst.
And they send you. You can actually do what they've hooked me up with is right now they're sending me a new pair every month.
Nice.
And they send you, it's a new design. It's pretty fancy. This month's design was for Valentine's Day.
Cool.
It was designed by Keith Haring. It's a special edition. It's pretty sweet. See right there?
Mm.
Which you can see right there. Chris,
oh,
Chris is looking at it.
People and
it's got little guys and hearts because, you know, it's Valentine's Day. And what's even cooler is that you can get it for your lady, so you and her can have matching undies, if that's what you're...
You and your lady friend?
Yeah. You know, she was like, you always like MeUndies. You always talk about MeUndies, and you rave about MeUndies. And I was like, you know what? I'll get you some MeUndies for Christmas. And she loves them.
Very nice.
So now, we're sporting matching undies. Boom. You can sport matching undies with your chick. It's great. Just go to MeUndies.com/podcast. To let them know that you got there through us or any other podcast that has that exact same link. So MeUndies.com/podcast. But Chris, you and I both know that it should be MeUndies.com promo code.
Pass.
There you go.
Sorry.
There you go.
How about that?
Now once we dive back into the NPR voice,
mm-hmm.
where Chris, we're going to carry over another segment from the podcast. It's mm-hmm. now on the radio show. Mm-hmm. Once again, you're listening to
KPPG. I swear to God, it seems like the same podcast. But
it's
just
very similar, but
yeah. It's like we haven't changed anything.
I mean, you know,
but our voices.
To each his own.
Okay.
To each his own.
Okay. I'll keep my mouth shut.
This is a segment we like to call Not Cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool. Not cool.
All right, Chris, do you have anything that, for all of our listeners and readers, the not cool segment is when, you know, it's just something that happens throughout your week that may make you just utter the phrase, not cool.
Not cool, man.
That's
not
cool.
Cool.
Why
not
would
cool.
you do that? That's
and
not
I
a cool thing.
I find myself doing that more and more.
And you
as
do.
These
you really do.
Go on. I'm just constantly looking at things and just shaking my head saying, not cool,
and
man.
And once again, we invite you to partake in this with us. If you have anything throughout your week,
yeah.
it's not cool, take a picture of it.
Tweet
let
it
us
as.
Know. Describe it to us at PassTheGravyPod. We'll share it. We'll retweet it. Everybody will love it. And
mm-hmm.
we can all share in what's not cool. Maybe we'll even share it on the show.
Mm-hmm. People have been doing it the past couple of weeks.
It's
pretty
cool.
We've
had a few.
It's been
pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
So show us your not cool.
Next week we'll put together some of those and we'll
share
them.
You fuckers, if you tweet us, come on. Let's get that tweet game going.
We're
going to blow this shit up.
Seriously, at ChrisHogan82. What is yours now?
At Alex J. Middleton.
Thanks, man. I only hear it
every week.
And
at PassTheGravy. Odd.
Anyways,
so, you're not
cool. I just thought of one as that intro was playing.
Oh, really now? As the Later That's Our House band
exactly.
was playing this soothing sounds with the 75 kazoos.
Mm, but I shall start with my original one. Here we go. So, I'm pretty sure this has been my nut.
Eight songs in your music library.
I'm sorry?
You can find songs in the Amazon Music Store by saying, for example...
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. This some NPR glitch or something?
That right there is the... I bet she... I have an Amazon Echo.
Oh.
And if you call her name, it's A-L-E-X-A. Is her name?
Did
I can't
say
it because she'll pick it up. But you might have said
something
NPR.
Ah.
She may pick up on that. But you can like ask her weather, and she's basically a Siri.
Mm.
It's not a Siri; it's an Amazon Siri.
I hear you.
So I can just yell questions out of my studio, not house.
I see. And it just starts
we're
interrupting
in the
podcast.
Studio.
But anyway,
ruin things.
So I'm sure this has been my not cool before because it had to have been. So my roommate. such
you seem like you have a lot of problems with
oh my god case. Man, I know my other roommate is one of your not cools, but I'm talking about it. My roommate, 22 year old lazy fucking guy.
Does he listen to the podcast?
No, fuck
does he
no.
listen to the radio?
His name is Eric. He doesn't listen to shit. He may hear this. He doesn't do anything but play video games all day long. All day long.
What does he think this is, a video game?
That's what I'm thinking.
He literally thinks it is.
I haven't heard from Nancy all day. I thought Nancy had been carried over from...
She just signed a contract.
Okay.
Oh my god, I am here on NPR!
Yeah.
This is crazy!
Hello, Nancy.
I can just spew my bullshit on another medium!
How do you like this NPR?
Yeehaw!
All right, got some text
coming
in
up
here.
Next, we've got the... Nonstop Nancy Grace bitching hour.
Oh my god, let me talk about rape!
As you were saying, Chris.
Alright, anyways. Roommate. But
before we get back to yours, I once again we'd like to remind you that if you stay tuned after Pass the Gravy's over on KPTG, you will hear the Nancy Grace bitching about stupid shit.
Oh my god, dogs cannot be in that part of town!
What part of town?
I don't understand!
What are you talking about, Nancy? Why can't
the gays should not get married! What? That's not right!
Oh, come on, Nancy. You're better than that.
Nancy, if you could just please quit spewing that hate.
We talk at a very even keel.
We need to calm it down here. Come on now. At Pass the Gravy, before we were an affiliate, we were able to do whatever we wanted, but now we're not so much allowed.
We don't have that kind of freedom.
We don't.
Okay.
We don't.
So, Nancy, you're going to have to abide by the rules.
I don't want to!
Nancy.
Nancy, we've actually been shown stats about this, and people would rather us talk in this tone than your yelly, horrible, shrill voice.
Right. All the statistics are pointing in this direction.
I don't mean the athletic stats. Okay. I mean the rape stats.
Well, we've gotten you lower your voice, and that's a step in the right direction. Yes. So why don't we
just keep it,
Chris?
There.
As you were saying, I'm sorry.
As I was saying, my roommate, terribly lazy, fucking millennial type guy who doesn't do nothing but sit on his ass and work his fucking 4 hour a day job.
Now, what you said is millennial. Yes. You yourself are a millennial.
Well, we both are.
Right. So I feel like you're saying is that it makes millennials look bad.
It makes millennials look bad.
Okay.
And
I'm on board with you. I think there are a few that do make, because there was like, well, you know, millennials these
millennials
days, you can't work
millennial
with them in the workplace. And it's like, no, there's assholes everywhere.
No, but these type of people we're seeing are a special kind of breed because...
it's just a new breed of asshole.
No, it's a special kind, man. It's an entitled
there's always,
kind.
There's always
it's
new
a
ones.
Fucking selfish, lazy kind. No ambition kind. They has no ambition. He has no ambition. He doesn't do anything but play video games. I leave at work every day at 3:30 in the morning playing video games. I get home at around 1 o'clock, 12:30. He's playing video games. I leave to do this podcast around 2:30. He's playing video games. He doesn't do anything else but play video games. Thank God when I go home today at around 5 o'clock, he won't be playing video games. Because he'll be at work. He'll be waiting tables at some highfalutin restaurant. Where
is it
they
safe
serve.
To say he loves video games?
He loves video games. It's safe to say.
He's passionate.
And he's 22 years old.
I like video games.
You do like video games, but you do it in moderation. There's
sometimes.
Nothing wrong. Well, yeah, sometimes.
You saw when I got
But you also go to work every day for 8-plus hours a day, and you work your ass off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you also tend to your girlfriend. And
you know what that
you
means.
You have a social life. You go out, you know, on the weekends. You get drunk with people. You have a good time. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with playing video games. But this guy, nothing but video games.
I mean,
and he's
just,
an adult.
Maybe that's his thing.
But
maybe
still,
that's
no. That's not. It can't be just
you judging thing. People. I feel like you're judging people.
Listen, can I wake up tomorrow and just say that porn is my thing?
Judge.
I like to watch porn
yes.
all day long,
that's
and it's
fine.
Just my thing. That, there it is.
That.
You
that's
can't
okay,
judge me.
Chris.
That's what's wrong with this world is that there's no more judging going on. Used
no,
to be.
Judging.
Used to be. If this kid was but playing video games, his family would just judge him into getting a real job, and his family would judge him into getting a life, and his parents would judge him into being normal.
They would just judge him.
Yes, there's no more judging going on. There should be judging. People should be judging people. But there's not. You can't do that anymore. It's wrong. It's not politically correct to do that. You can't make them feel bad.
I'm going
to
judge you into this.
You know, I it came out today that Sports Illustrated released their covers.
That's three.
They got three. They got, first
they
of all,
have one cover.
They got a hot chick, they got a fat chick, and they got an ugly chick.
Side note.
What's the side note?
You're calling fat. She's a plus size. She's pretty hot.
Size.
She's pretty hot.
You think she's hot?
I think she's pretty hot.
Yeah, that the stance
Ashley
chick
Graham.
On your, yeah, Ashley Graham is the one. She's.
You wouldn't.
I would. But, you know.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, I suppose.
Maybe not your cup of tea.
It's not my cup of tea. It's not what I want.
But I understand what you're saying. It's like, do we really just have to, like, make everybody happy? We just fucking have one cover. If you're not on the cover, then you didn't deserve it. Like, you didn't get it this year. Maybe next year.
Exactly. You aspired to get on the cover. We knew what was going to... We knew what was coming when we saw the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated. We knew that we were going to see some skinny blonde and in a bikini and... That's what we were expecting.
And if you want to show Ashley Graham as the only one, do that. But you don't have to make it just so she can have one.
Right.
So she can
That's affirmative action for fat people. That's what it is. Affirmative action for fat
people. What did I send you the other day that I saw?
That was funny. That was really funny. It was when I got my new phone because, you know, I cracked my phone to shit, which is my third not cool.
The big lady holding the sign that said, I wanted to be attractive, but diet and exercise are a lot of work. So I made a sign saying, fat is beautiful.
There's just
so many times where it's like, yeah, okay, I understand.
Why now? Why, like, all of a sudden there's going to be a certain amount of black people
being happy in your body and your own skin and everything. But it's like, you don't got to shame other people just because you want to feel better about yourself. Like, yeah, if you're bigger, that's cool. I don't hate you for being bigger, but you don't got to be like, skinny people are so stupid. Like, oh my gosh. You know, big is better than that.
Why don't they just do a fat edition of Sports Illustrated? Why do they have to put her next to... Yes. Why do they have to put her next to the super skinny blonde?
You just put her in there. You can put her in there. Throw her in there with everybody. And it's just one... It's like another chick you're looking at. Like... I don't care about that. I don't think we need to give her another magazine.
I haven't bought a Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition in forever.
Yeah, because there's porn.
Exactly. There's the internet. I don't know who's buying these things. It was fine when Marilyn Monroe was on it decades ago.
And now Playboy's not even nude.
I know. Or Maxim, I don't think.
What has this world come to? I don't know. What? Has the whole world gone crazy?
The whole world.
Donnie, I don't bowl on Shabbos. I don't roll on Shabbos.
Good times. Whatever happened to the Coen brothers? Now they're making shit movies. Anyways, so that's my first not cool.
You got a few, huh?
I got a few. First not cool. Millennial lazy fucking roommate doing shit, bringing me down. And that's another thing. When I see him being lazy, I work really hard and it just brings me down. It makes me not want to do anything. Do you ever get that? When you see a lazy person or you see somebody in a bad mood and it puts you in a bad mood or makes you lazy?
Sometimes, but I also feel like you gotta kind
of
like...
I know, of course.
You gotta turn that shit around, bro.
I gotta turn that shit around.
Upside down,
That's
man.
What I got you for, man. Thank God I got you to fucking motivate me. Second not cool. I dropped my iPhone the other day, last week.
Mm-hmm, that happened.
Busted that to shit, man.
I saw it. Your phone was pretty fucked.
It was fucked. Like... completely fucked.
What's crazy is, like, you just slap on a new screen, it's all good.
I suppose. But the worst thing is people, as soon as they see it, what happened to your phone? The fuck do you think happened to it?
I always like to be like, it was actually, like, I was
gravity
in,
happened
in a gunfight.
Yeah, exactly.
I was shot.
It just
and it,
puts
it
me in a
broke
bad mood.
The bullet.
I just wish that Apple would perfect this thing and make something. Like, you know.
But you know they're not going to because you keep buying them.
Right. It makes sense.
Why don't we make a waterproof phone that never breaks and never goes bad or out of style?
It would be the perfect product.
Because we can't keep selling them to
you
for
$500
a piece.
You can charge off the ass for it and I'd buy it. You know what I mean?
If you had to pay $500 a year for a new, like, they upgraded the phone, sort of. Like, it's the same phone, it never changes, but, like, the software and everything gets upgraded, would you do it?
$500 a year?
Yeah, like a brand new phone. Or every other year, like, what?
Probably. Probably not, though.
But I kind of like the fact that you get a new thing every single time. You know what I'm saying?
I suppose. Then they change one little aspect about it. Like, ooh, we made the button that you press a little bit smaller.
And now, we don't have headphone jacks. We just have the lightning port.
That's their newest thing, isn't it? Who wants a fucking phone without head?
It's thinner. That's why they're doing it.
Well, that's just going to force us all to buy iPods.
Or they'll give you the headphones.
The wireless headphones.
No, they're those. Like, the thing that you plug it in to charge it, I think, is what it's...
Oh, really?
Yeah, the lightning port's going to be where the headphone jack is.
So they're gonna,
it's just going to... You're going to plug it in like you would a charger.
So you're going to have to buy all new headphones.
Or they'll give them to you when you get the phone.
Oh, that's fucking horseshit. That's stupid.
You know, like, do you ever buy Apple headphones?
Yeah, I've got like four of them
I've
in
never
my house
purchased
right now.
Apple headphones. They just appear. They just, like, literally, they'll just...
I mean, yeah, they do kind
like,
of
oh,
appear.
Oh, this is fancy. Where did these
but
come
sometimes
from?
I do fuck up my headphones and I got to buy a new pair of headphones and, you know, I'm just going to get the Apple ones. They're there.
I think it's genius in their plan.
I suppose. Fuck. I don't know. Anyways, third not cool. Vinyl
three.
Not cool. Yeah,
whoa.
Three, man.
Trifecta.
Right? So
you've had a not cool week, I guess you could say.
No, it wasn't that bad.
I'm really just bitching.
Saturday afternoon, Antonin Scalia died. Supreme Court Justice, who was appointed by Ronald Reagan in 86, died.
Okay, because at first I thought Scalia sounded like a Pokemon. No. Like, what kind of, was that a lightning
he's
Pokemon?
He's not a superhero by Marvel.
Fire one or a water one?
No, he's an Italian.
Okay, Catholic. He's an Italian Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly. He died and Twitter blew up. Not saying rest in peace, not saying...
I saw that shit. Everybody's just like, fuck this guy.
Everybody's like,
I had no idea who the guy was.
Exactly.
No idea who the guy was.
And I guarantee you most of the people saying, fuck that guy, didn't know who he was either.
Why did they not like him?
They didn't like him because he was a conservative. He was a very staunch conservative. He was an originalist, they called him, because he
didn't
interpreted...
Reagan appoint him?
Right.
So Reagan was pretty conservative,
Reagan
right?
was pretty conservative.
So that would probably make sense as it to makes why he was.
He, yeah, he also appointed Clarence Thomas. Or no, I'm sorry, that was...
I don't know who that is.
H.W. Bush. But anyways, Twitter blew up saying, fuck Scalia, fuck Scalia. They didn't know anything.
Because typically, when I want to know social and political things, I go to Twitter because those are the most
right, that's where
believable
you get the accurate stuff,
and
right?
factual things that you're going to read.
Absolutely. Non-biased.
Everybody's obviously done their research and not read more than a sentence or a headline.
Absolutely.
Sometimes just maybe even half a headline.
That upset me because I like Antonin Scalia. I'm a really big fan. I remember in high school, my high school teacher assigned me to read a lot of his opinions and a lot of his dissents and all that stuff. And I really liked his writing. It was really good. And even my roommate who just sent me a out of the blue text saying, fuck Scalia, that faggot, he's in hell. Just really nasty stuff. Nasty stuff about Clarence Thomas, who was also a conservative guy, who is a conservative guy who's a Supreme Court justice, saying...
Wait,
oh,
he really sent you that shit?
Oh, yeah. I can show you the text. And it's just out of the blue, not cool, and just completely out of line. People were saying, oh, Clarence Thomas, he's going to be next at the funeral. Tell him, with somebody whisper in his ear at the funeral that he's going to be next in the hole or whatever. Just really nasty stuff I saw on Twitter. And I'm not one of those guys who thinks, once somebody's dead, you shouldn't speak ill of them. Because, listen, Hitler was a piece of shit, and I will gladly say that he is a piece of shit.
And that being lied, fuck him.
Just because somebody's dead doesn't mean you can't speak ill of them. That whole don't speak ill of the dead, I think that's bullshit. But if you don't know who you're talking about, if you're saying, fuck this person, and this person was the devil, and this person deserves to be in hell... You shouldn't be saying that
I
kind
feel
of
you.
Stuff. You know I what
feel
I mean?
I
unless you
it.
Know what you're talking about. If you
do your research.
Do your
first.
Research before you send that tweet. Do your research before you send that text. Don't just go splattering nonsense.
Yeah, I got you.
You understand what I'm saying? You feel me?
I'm on board with
That's
you.
That's
right
why
there,
I respect
buddy.
You because at the top when I said Antonin Scalia, you said you didn't know who he was, and. Right?
I saw everybody hating on him, and at one point I was like, this guy really must be a douchebag, and then I realized, oh, it's a very, political... It took me forever to realize it was even a fucking political person.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh...
You thought he was just some bass player really shitty
no,
band?
No, I just was like, who the fuck is this guy? That Martin Shkreli guy?
Martin Shkreli.
Whoever that fuck is. Everybody hates him, and I was like, is this another one of those guys?
Well, you know his deal.
Yeah, he raised the AIDS pill, and then he, bought the Wu-Tang album, so he hadn't even listened to it, and he was trying to pay Kanye for some shit or whatever. But, he's just a dick, and everybody was, talking shit about him.
That's
I was like,
not
is this
Scalia's
another one?
Case.
I know, but I was like, is this another one of those guys? Because I had no idea who he was. And then I was like, oh, these are only, left-sided people that are obviously, just shitting on somebody that's on the right side. And I'm sick of that.
It's disgusting,
on Facebook.
Man.
I don't care what your beliefs are. That's cool that you,
what's great
you
about
agree with Cruz, but you're not on Facebook Hillary, blah, 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 because of the Democrats.
Listen.
If you're so stupid, just unfriend me.
What upsets me the most is that these liberal people who are doing all this hating on Antonin Scalia, they're doing all this hating on Antonin Scalia. What they don't realize is that one of the great things about him was the fact that even the most liberal people in all of academia and all of the courts and all of politics, they respected the hell out of him because he was so intelligent, because he was such a scholar, and they really respected him. His best friend was Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was a very liberal appointee. He was very liberal Supreme Court justice, and they spent New Year's every year together. They were complete opposites, but that's what made him great was the fact that he could be respected by even the most liberal people. And half these people don't even realize that. They're just shitting all over him and talking very disrespectfully about him. So that is my biggest not cool of this week.
Well, there you go. There you go.
It upset
Trifecta
me, Alex.
Of not cool.
Trifecta.
You seem upset.
See, man, some weeks...
Take a breather, man.
Some weeks I have zero not cools.
Hey, but this one
sometimes
delivered.
I got three.
This one delivered.
So there you go.
Well, I got a pretty shitty one compared to that, because it's not at all...
Sorry.
...anywhere as intense as that.
You should have gone first.
But mine is the fact that football season's pretty much over. as stupid as it stupid as it sounds, I dismiss it. You know, like we've had it all a long, long time, and this was like the first full week we had without it, and I was pretty sad by it, man.
Oh, I'm just. Oh, it's not a justice. Oh my God, you ass!
Chris really thought that was funny.
That was really funny. That was funny.
Well, because you're just so serious that I was just like, oh, that's like I think it's not cool. Like, I want football back.
I hear you, buddy. And I feel you, man. I'm right there with you. I felt over the weekend.
Like, I'm like, should I be like looking at like a lineup, or like should I be wondering who's going to start at something?
Right,
like,
who's playing at noon? Who's playing at 3?
But
right,
I've been embracing hockey.
Oh,
I've been embracing hockey. To I pass can't the get. Time.
Listen, man.
I bought Center Ice. I got the Center Ice package.
Jesus, you go all out.
Because I love my hockey shit, man.
I'm sorry.
I watch it almost
really
every night. I've been watching a ton of Red Wings games. I've been DVRing the games and watching them after I get home if I miss them one night. And I've been learning a lot, and I feel like I'm pretty edumacated up on hockey. There's two months left of hockey, so I
really?
Got the rest of that season to roll out and get into it before the playoffs
start.
That
time,
the playoffs are another 2 months.
By that time, baseball will be starting up.
See, hockey is my number two. After football, it's
really?
Hockey.
Really? Not basketball?
Basketball's the same thing, and there's not... You know, it's like...
Wow, that's...
To me, basketball's the same thing. And I've worked 3 years for the Rockets, and I like basketball, but to me, it's like...
Basketball
I would rather
three?
Watch hockey. No, I would say...
Don't say soccer. Please
no,
don't
it's
say
football,
soccer.
Football.
Football, hockey.
Hockey, baseball.
Oh, okay. And then basketball.
And then basketball.
And then hockey. Or golf.
No, football, hockey, baseball, basketball.
Great content, by the way. Anyways.
Well, I think it is because they're learning a little bit.
They are indeed. So you've been watching the hockey, huh?
I have been.
I can't get
it's
into
pretty,
it. You know,
it's pretty great.
They don't let black guys watch too much of that.
Dude, they have a lot more black guys
I
now
heard
playing,
that, actually.
Dude.
I heard that.
P.K. Subban.
He a black fella?
Yeah.
He don't sound like
Montreal
it.
Canadiens. So
give me somebody named
Canadian.
Andre with a grill. Gold chain.
Dustin Byfuglien.
You got a grill?
No.
Calvin Johnson or fucking somebody really black.
I don't think
I don't want to Barack
Calvin
Obama.
Johnson doesn't play hockey. He's retiring
there.
From football. Maybe he could. I don't know.
Yeah,
he's got time. He's got the size.
I mean, Trace McGrady, I think he went and played baseball for a little bit for the Sugarland Skeeters.
Yeah,
he did.
So that's what my not cool is. It's just football.
Yeah,
it's pretty
it sucks.
Simple.
I woke up
to
on
the point.
Sunday.
It's just kind of a bummer.
Yep.
But I went out on Friday night for that Mile of Meat thing, and I got kind of drunk, so I was really like dehydrated and hungover the next day, and I just kept sleeping all day, and I woke up and like, you know, when you've been sleeping all day and you're like, God damn it, I'm never gonna be able to fall back asleep. It was like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
My body's used to getting up at that time, and so I was just like, and NFL Network was rerunning Super Bowls.
Oh.
And I was like, what Super
wait
Bowls
all the
on?
Super Bowls from like the
well they were just having like the best ones.
Nice.
Like the instant classic.
What'd
Super
you
Bowls.
Catch up? What'd you
Super Bowl 42? And I was
I'm
like,
sure
oh,
you
fuck
it.
Yes. You mean the 18-0 Patriots? I watched the entire like I caught it like middle of the third quarter, and like the whole fourth quarter I could like recite every single play that was going on. And I was like, oh, nope. It's gonna be Brady's gonna get sacked right here. Brady's gonna, all right, now we're gonna throw it to Steve Smith. Brandon Jacobs gonna get the first and, or the fourth and goal or first fourth and one, he's gonna get the first down on that. I'm going to throw it to Plax. Eli's going to almost fumble it, but he's not going to fumble it. They're going to have to review it. Then he's going to almost throw the interception to Asante Samuel, who drops it. Then he's going to throw it. David, or he's going to get sacked almost. Going to pull out of that, throw it to David Turi. David Turi pulls it down.
Very nice.
That's how we do it.
That's how you
that's
do
how
it.
That's how we
baby.
Do it. And it was maybe like one of the greatest moments of my life relived.
Okay.
And it's awesome. And then I got to watch Brady's first Super
first
Bowl win when it was Kurt Warner and them. And it was like, it's weird watching like
that's
an old
the,
broadcast.
One of the first Super Bowls I remember. Because, you know, I'm a lot younger.
Yeah,
than you.
Yeah. My first one that I remember was the Cowboys.
No,
Steelers.
I'm sorry. The first one I
it
remember
was
the greatest show on turf.
Greatest show on
99.
Turf. That was. Oh, yeah. That was when
Tennessee.
They beat the Titans.
Yeah.
And then the Rams had won another one, right? Didn't they win it the next year? Or did they win it 2 years after that?
Yes.
But then they were like, were they, I think they were maybe, were they
no,
defending
no, no,
champs
no,
when
no,
they played
no,
the
no,
Patriots?
No, because the Patriots won in 2001 after 9/11.
You're right. You're right, so it was,
that was their first.
That was their first. And they had beat the Rams, who were the defending champs.
Right.
Because Kurt Warner had just come out. Yeah.
Yes,
you're right.
Yes,
you're right. Look at us.
Look at us, man.
Football
between
historians.
Two of us.
But I remember like watching me. That, and you're just like, fuck, Fox. Like, when you watched football, and you're like on TV, you're like, this is the coolest graphics and everything. You're like, man,
this looks so old. Even
it's not even
like,
HD.
Everything just looks kind of bigger. You know what I mean? Like, the helmets look fatter.
Yeah, Kurt
everything
Warner had this, like, vocal cord protector on his helmet and looked funny as hell.
Yeah.
Kurt Warner. Brady looked young as fuck.
I think he's a very underrated quarterback. Kurt Warner.
He was good for what the situation he was in. Very but, good. Okay, he had Isaac Bruce, he had Torrey Holt, he had Marshall Faulk. He had an awesome offensive line and a hell of a defense.
Dude, he should have beat fucking Pittsburgh. Did he beat Pittsburgh?
When he was on the Cardinals?
Yeah.
No. That was when Santonio Holmes had the catch at the very end.
Yes, yes, yes. I forget this shit, man.
Dude, I could talk about Super Bowls all day.
I know. You remember
so, many
so much more than me.
All right. Well, that was my not cool and...
Very nice not cool, my friend.
Getting out of not cool, why don't we tell you about something that is cool?
No.
And that is using the Amazon banner that is at the homepage at passthegravypod.com. And actually, I believe it's at almost every page. So if you're wherever you are on passthegravypod.com, maybe the stuff from the show page, go to the Amazon banner. Just click it. You'll get right through to Amazon. It's just instead of going to amazon.com, go to passthegravypod.com, click the link. It'll take you right there. They just want to know that you got there through us. They give a tiny little kickback. It doesn't cost you anything more. They don't add it on anything. It's not hidden fees or anything like that. They just want it. They'll give us a tiny little percentage of what you spend to them, to us. And it'll get a little wind going in the sails of your favorite pirate ship. It is Pass the Gravy. So passthegravypod.com. Use the Amazon banner. Give us a little kickback. Let us know what you bought. And we'll read it on the podcast. Huh? How about that? How about that? I actually bought a tracksuit. I told you. My tracksuit I purchased through the Amazon banner at passthegravypod.com. Now, I'm going to have to get back into my NPR voice because we're gonna bring in our soothing sounds of our 75 kazoo band right here.
So there's 75
kazoos. 75 of them
are
kazoos.
Wow.
And I think I said there were 750 in the band, I believe.
750?
However, I don't remember how many I said.
I think you said 75 and I don't know.
The 75 kazoos.
Let's just hear them. How about
that's
that?
A lot. Well, this is the Latelettes with their... An oldie, but a goodie.
Mm.
It's Answers.
Well, if you just answer the question,
why don't you just answer the question?
Be honest.
No big deal.
Yeah, answer the question.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
What was the question?
Once again, if you'd like to submit your questions for the answer segment, email us at passthegravypod@gmail.com or tweet us at PassTheGravyPod on Twitter. Let's start off with Steve Mugen. We got some newbies. We got some newbies writing in for us. Steve Mugen writes in and says, "Can I trust my parrot to recite my last will and testament?"
No.
Why not? Like, he knows it. Pat, like he's got it down the point.
Some of that stuff is kind of private.
But, like, especially if you recite the parrot, like, you're gone. You need somebody to do it. But, like, if you had your will and testament in a parrot instead.
Well, listen, Alex, let me explain something.
Dope with
the
that
point
parrot.
Of a will and testament is to write it before you die.
So you tell
well
the parrot.
Well before you die. Before you tell the parrot. And then what if before you actually die, the parrot starts spouting off, oh, listen, Aunt Jane, she's getting my estate.
Dude, it's so a now fucking Aunt trained Jane parrot.
So now Aunt Jane has incentive to kill you so she can get the estate. You know what I mean? You don't fucking...
You fucking crazy?
No, I'm
you
not.
You think I'm going to just get any parrot to know my last will and testament? Well, I'm going to make sure that motherfucker knows, hey, when you don't see me, when I'm in the fucking ground, bro, that is when you are to tell people what my will and testament is.
But how
there's going to be like a code word.
And you're going to tell who the code word?
Because the fucking parrot, bro. You tell whoever is supposed to, your lawyer, whoever's supposed to execute it.
My point is, though, why don't you just give the will and testament to your lawyer?
Because I don't want to.
You don't trust the lawyer?
This is a fucking sweet parrot that can fly.
Okay.
I want people to steal my will. You know how many times, have you ever heard of will theft?
Will theft? No.
It happens.
I've not heard of that.
No, that's, that's actually a new sponsor on Past the Gravy. Will theft.
Have you written your will?
Anti-willtheft.com. No, I'm fucking 26 years old.
So what? You could die tomorrow. Who's getting all this sweet
I don't,
podcast
I'm not married.
Equipment?
You can have it.
Really?
You'll take over the podcast. Yep.
Fuck yeah,
there we go. This is my last will and testament. If I were to die, I want Chris Hogan to have all of my things, unless, of course, he's the one that murdered me.
Can I have in the which squatty case, potty in your hoverboard?
You can have the squatty potty. Actually, I think Emma gets the...
Okay. That makes sense.
She gets dibs, but if she passes up on any of it, anything she doesn't want, you can have.
Okay. That's cool. We're going to hear from Emma later, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? She seems shy right now.
I understand.
She's too shy to come on the podcast, I think. But
it's cool.
I think you could trust a parrot. I think Chris is being a little...
I wouldn't trust a parrot.
Being a little bit of a bitch right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry. Nope.
Live on the edge, and then you can walk around like a pirate for the rest of your life towards the end of it, you know?
So you can rape a whole bunch of women?
That's no, so you can just have a fucking lot of rum and seem like you're normal.
Yeah.
You're not an alcoholic. I'm a pirate.
I do like a nice rum and coke every now and again.
All right, let's go with our next question. Another newbie writing in, Luke Soyne. And he says, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What's the mutant part? That they're turtle people or that they're teenagers?
Wow, that's creative.
I would say that
what's the definition of a mutant?
Well, according to Wikipedia.
Because that could be very important.
Let's check it out. In biology, and especially genetics, a mutant is an organism or a new genetic character arising or resulting from an instance of mutation, which is a base pair sequence change of DNA. So it's, I guess, like if your DNA is a little different, you can be a little cray.
Right. So I'm assuming that the teenagers...
DNA I think teenagers was... are... There's teenagers anyway. Right. You know? You're going to be a teenager regardless. Sure. I was a teenager.
Right.
So I don't think that's as mutant. The mutant part, I would say, is the turtle
the
people.
Turtle
like,
people, right.
It's like, you can't be a turtle. Well, you can be a turtle or a person.
You can
it's
be
like,
half
I've never
turtle,
seen a turtle
half
person.
Teenager. And that's what they are, with the pizza and the bandanas and the
yeah,
whatnot.
I mean, they live in the life, though.
Michelangelo.
Donatello.
Raphael.
Raphael. Voldemort.
Ted Cruz's real name.
Voldemort.
Voldemort?
He was another. He was actually a side character that they actually weren't able to develop.
Isn't that a Harry Potter character?
Well, no. I mean, he was. But he started out, they were trying to develop him to be in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And Voldemort just, it was like, look, we have, like, all these guys are famous painter names.
Yeah. Plus, I got to kill a wizard in about 10 years.
Well, they didn't even know about that yet.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, they were like, dude, Voldemort, just, you look like a snake. It's not really... It's not really your thing. We're more of a turtle thing. Yeah, you know, just maybe... maybe
we already got the jackets
it's
made
not,
and all that.
It's not you, it's us.
Right.
And then Voldemort goes on to be one of the scariest wizards of all time.
Dude had no eyebrows.
And if you think about it, it's really because he got shut down by the Ninja Turtles. So.
Damn, it's like Hitler when he got denied by that art school, and then he started killing all the Jews. Damn.
It's unfortunate, but it happened.
Most unfortunate.
It happened.
Well, there you go.
You
question
compared
asked.
Voldemort.
I did.
All right. Julia Nelson writes in. What's up, Julia?
I don't think we've heard from her either.
Smoking, the leading cause of statistics. How many times? Every time
one.
You hear smoking, it's always associated
yes.
with some sort of.
Oh, yeah.
7 out of 10 doctors recommend not smoking. Mm-hmm. You know, 9 out of 10 people that smoke at the age of 7 or younger end up as. Chronic smokers.
8 out of 10 heart attacks were caused by smoking.
30% of people could save their life if they'd never smoked cigarettes.
Fuck that.
If you quit smoking cigarettes, you reduce your rate of heart attack by 33%.
Alex, you don't smoke cigarettes, do you?
I don't. I used to like kind of like socially smoke, but I probably still would.
I kind of socially
like if
smoke
you're drinking. If I'm pretty drunk and somebody's got cigarettes and they're like, "Oh, you want a cigarette?" I'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't really like this. I don't like smoking.
I don't like the taste.
I'm not a fan.
Nah. But I don't care who smokes.
I don't give a shit.
I think
it's stupid, like the secondhand smoke bullshit.
God, that's another thing. People, when I was
I'm not saying
about
secondhand
shaming,
smoke's not a thing, but I'm saying like I don't know of anyone that's ever had on their tombstone or their death certificate say
secondhand
smoke
killed. Yeah, and now there's thirdhand smoke.
Is that what's
oh,
thirdhand
yeah.
smoke?
I don't know exactly, but I've heard of it.
You have I've, smelled the smoke,
you
and then you cough
the smoke,
and
right.
you smoked some of the smoke. You like you, so you cough. In a smoky room, and you inhale some of it, and then you like move to the next room. You're
right.
coughing out that smoke, and then somebody's like, "I'm breathing," and then you're like, "Oh no, I've got it too." Is that it?
Pretty much.
That was my reenactment of it.
You know, I was talking earlier about shaming, and we need to start shaming people more.
We're gonna shame me for shame
people
me for
people have
to
shamed
like
people too much who smoke because you know there are those people who if you walk down the street smoking a cigarette, it's just ridiculous. You know what I mean? People shame.
I hate it when you
smokers.
Go to like a restaurant and you're not smoking and you got the guy that is smoking and he always holds his cigarette back so like the smoke gets out of his face but it's in yours. Like
right.
that's not cool to me, but like if you're in a smoking section, fucking do it, man. I don't give a shit. It's your body. If you're not being healthy enough, I don't care. It's not my fault.
How cool are the little
it's not my thing.
Smoking devices?
I'm judging
you know the
you.
Thing where you get the women usually have them where you
the vape?
Not the vape.
Oh, the cigarette holder.
The cigarette holder, that's right, yes.
Like Cruella de Vil.
Exactly like Cruella de Vil. Isn't that so fancy? It makes me want to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, it does.
Right? Just to, you know, be
like
Cruella de Vil.
Fear and Loathing.
Fear and Loathing, exactly like that. Such a good movie, by the way.
I'm a huge fan of that.
Huge fan of that movie. Huge, as Donald Trump would say.
You know what else I'm a huge fan of recently?
What's
Speaking
that?
Of being a fan, have you heard The Suffers?
Oh,
local yeah. Houston band. Mm. Fucking my God.
Local for now.
My God.
Listen, these
they are good.
All 28 of them are about to blow
there's
up.
There's 75 people in the band.
Yeah, seriously.
They just put out their debut album. They're
right.
from Houston.
Yep.
The debut album's called The Suffers. Go buy it on iTunes or wherever the fuck. Maybe the Amazon banner at pastthegravypod.com. Mm-hmm. Go buy it there. But it's like I've listened to it all weekend on repeat. It's
nice.
Fucking
I saw
gold.
You tweeting up a storm about it.
I'm trying to get him on the podcast.
I hear
I was
you.
Thinking maybe they can make a new intro for us. Ooh. You know how we like the horns?
Yeah.
Like
and
the
they're
saxes.
Very heavy
they
in
got
that,
all
that,
of that.
That horn section.
They're about like
there's
basically
10 of them
in, right down our fucking musical alley.
Right down
I don't know if we can get all 10 of them. If we can get a couple of them, that'd be great. If we can get all of them,
microphones.
That'd be awesome too. We have one microphone we can
I just
use
want
to pick
that
up everybody.
Chick. That chick has
she
freaking pipes, man. She can
has,
blow.
She's fucking insane. If you do not know who The Suffers are, go and listen to The Suffers now.
Right.
After the podcast.
They're on Spotify.
Course.
They're on Apple Music. They're on all that good stuff.
And, you know, like, maybe tweet him and say, hey, guys.
Come on, Pass the Gravy.
It'd be really cool if you went on my favorite podcast, at Pass the Gravy Pod, mm. and they'd be like, wait, what is this podcast? And then they'd look at it like, hey, we should get on that. And then we'd have them on. You guys could listen to them. And then we could all just be like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe we're talking to The Suffers. So that's our goal, is to get The Suffers on at some point in the future.
Yep. Go follow them, at The Suffers, on Twitter.
Yeah.
And tweet at them. Let them know.
My God, their music's so good.
So, so good.
It's so good.
You're going
to
love
like,
it.
Like, try and listen to it. Like,
if you like our
if
intro.
If you're in the worst mood ever, tell me you're not happier, a little bit at least, because you listen to it, because it's the fucking greatest thing
if
ever.
If you like the sound of our intro, the horns, you'll like this sound, too. It's right up.
It's fucking great.
It's fantastic.
I'm sorry.
There we go.
I'm done blowing The Suffers.
No, that's cool. It's cool.
It was just, you know when you hear like an album or something like that, you hear a band, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yes.
That was exactly what it was.
I remember talking to you about them a couple weeks ago.
And then they put the album out with all of all of the songs on it, and it was insane. I saw them at Free Press Summerfest, and they just fucking blew the roof off. They were
I remember
dope.
I told you a couple months ago, before they really started blowing up, because they were on Jon Stewart's show a couple weeks mm-hmm. ago. Before all that, I was producing Outlaw Dave's show, local radio show here in Houston, and he had them on live, and they were playing live music in studio. And I remember thinking, wow, this is really, really good, because
so
very rarely hear good live music on the radio anymore. And I remember thinking, this band is really good. They have a great sound. And yeah, go follow them, at The Suffers.
There you go. All right. So smoking, we agreed on, was the leading cause of statistics.
Absolutely. Correct. I've never heard any more statistics than on smoking. Or obesity.
Obesity. Oh, my God.
Mostly smoking.
All right. Our next question comes from Chris Astley, and he says, penguins.
Damn, he got made fun of a bit.
Yeah, Rick Astley.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, go ahead.
Penguins. Trying too hard or a bunch of classy motherfuckers?
Wait, what?
Penguins.
Oh, it's trying too hard.
Are they trying too hard? Like, what's up with the tuxedo, bro? Just relax, man. You're fucking Arctic animal. Just chill, and you're white. Be all black. What is, man?
Do what you gotta do, man.
But I'd like to say they're classy.
I'd like to think so, too. You don't ever catch them in a pair of sweatpants.
Never. And
never.
It's freezing.
Right? Always. Their birthday suit is very classy.
Yeah.
When's the last time you wore a tuxedo, Alex?
I wear a tuxedo.
Well, that doesn't count.
It counts. It's both.
I'm talking a tuxedo. Prom? High school
long,
prom?
A while ago.
Yeah.
A while ago. I think maybe a wedding.
Do you look good in a tux?
I look great in a tux. Yeah. I look fucking dope in a tux, bro.
Well, all right.
When was the last time you wore a tux?
High school prom.
Yep.
Yep.
I wish
I had the opportunity to... You had a pink tux?
I mean,
tux?
A white tux with pink under.
Yeah. Shit. I wish I had the opportunity to wear one more often, but I'm poor.
I should just wear it. To like work.
Just to work
like,
for
whack.
No reason.
It's not a dressy place. You can wear jeans.
Right.
I think penguins are a bunch of classy motherfuckers because they're like, hey, fucking polar bears. You wearing your, it's like polar bears are wearing the equivalent of a winter wife beater if you think about it.
Okay.
Or they're just wearing long johns.
Okay.
It's like, hey, guys, we're classing the joint up. It's like we're having a gala every single day.
A gala.
You know?
Absolutely.
So I think that they're classy motherfuckers.
Preach. I agree.
Thanks, Chris. Julia was asking the stats question, and I can't believe that in the stats question, Nancy didn't even chime in.
I don't mean...
Of course.
The athletic stats. I mean the rape stats.
That was a very creative, funny question, by the way.
Of course you did.
From a woman, no less.
Right? Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Who would have thought it?
We're just kidding, Julia. We love you.
Relax.
We love you, kiddo.
Stay tuned.
Our final question of the week comes from Jesse Lynn. Not sure if that's a dude or a chick.
I'm not sure if that's an Asian or an American. I don't know. Last name like
Does it
Lynn.
Really matter? It doesn't know. Because they're fantastic because they're listeners.
Absolutely.
And reader, or maybe a reader. Jessica, by the way, have we been typing all of this?
Doing all right over there, Jess?
I've been making sure I've been on it. It's like every time we talk to you, though, we hear it, and then
some
passages
are missing.
I'm just not sure about it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Well, anyways. Justin's getting better, but still. Jesse writes in and says, better male porn star name.
Jessica.
Jessica, can we...
Jessica, you want to keep down just a bit?
Yeah, thank you. Hey, thank you. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, boo.
Jesse says, better male porn star name. Keith Jizzmaster or no. Tommy Longnuts.
Oh, my God. Those are both fantastic.
Those are phenomenal names.
Jizzmaster
Starring
and Longnuts.
Keith Jizzmaster.
I'm going to have to go Jizzmaster.
Or... How about Tommy Longnuts? I like long nuts.
I like Jizzmaster.
It's like, what is? Do you have long nuts? Is that a good thing?
I'd like
is that,
to know
a medical condition.
Well, listen, we know what makes him long nuts because he has long nuts. But what makes somebody a Jizzmaster?
He's master
do they
jizz.
Produce
I guess.
A master
know.
Amount of
who
jizz.
Who knows? Who really knows?
Goodness gracious, a Jizzmaster, self-proclaimed
the Jizzmaster.
I'd have to go with Jizzmaster. That's
you think
funny.
So?
Yep.
All right,
that's
Kyle.
Funny. That'll catch my
I'm gonna
eye.
I'm gonna go Tommy Longnuts though.
Okay. Well,
I might disagree.
To each his own.
Agree to disagree.
That's what's great about this podcast, my friend, is that we can both disagree, but then again, we're both friends at the end of the day, you know?
Good get times. Along. We're just buddies.
We get
just
along.
And of course, we do talk like this because.
Oh, absolutely, because this
we're
is
now
NPR.
We're going to see if we have a contract with NPR next week.
I doubt it because we've dropped a lot of F bombs.
It doesn't seem like it.
I think I said faggot at
you know,
one point.
I've actually. Yep, you did. Now you've said it twice.
Oh, yeah. I can't go a podcast
it's
without
twice
saying
twice as
it.
Offensive.
I apologize.
And we've actually got a guy on the other side of the glass that's watching us right now.
Boy.
He's not happy.
He's shaking his head
he's
about that.
He's been telling us to get off the air the entire time we've been on the air. So we may or may not have hijacked a studio. Look, we had some issues with our equipment.
Situation.
We had to borrow someone else's, so we came in here and we hijacked a studio and we renamed it KPDG. But until next time, boys and girls, we're going to bring you the soothing sounds of some more of our KPDG. TG music, and we'll talk to you next week. Follow me on Twitter at Alex J. Middleton. Chris is at Chris Hogan 82, and we are at Pass the Gravy Pod. Boys and girls, go out there and pass the gravy. Bitches!
Boom.
Come on, let me love you a little and help me understand. Just tell me about your loss and tell me about your gains. Will you ever think that you needed in just one little friend? Relax, cause I'm cleaning too. I love you like I know you forever. I just need you to make some room. Come on, let me cook for you, baby.
you look like Liberace.